Embodying your most authentic expression is the most effective way to becoming magnetic to the life your soul desires. Welcome to the Divine Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, the self-love embodiment guide. I'm a certified master mindset, spirituality, and manifestation coach, as well as a tarot and human design reader. My goal is to inspire conscious women in business to come back home to who they truly are in order to create a life that fulfills them on a soul level, using human design, the gene keys, subconscious reprogramming, and other spiritual modalities. Are you ready to find, know, and love yourself again? If so, keep listening. Welcome back to all the beautiful souls tuning into our contemplations on the gene keys and gates. We appreciate your presence here so much. This week we're discussing gate 25, which is the gate of spirit, the gate of the spirit of the self. And in the gene keys, its shadow is constriction, its gift is acceptance, and its city is universal love. Now, Quintina, I know you have this gate active in your chart. What do you have to say about this gate?
Oh my gosh, there's just so much. I feel like when I look at and read about and of course go through my experiment, recognizing this energy within me, because this is a conscious gate and it's my conscious earth. It's also part of my incarnation cross. And so this being the talking about the quality of your love for yourself and humanity. And I feel like this is more of seeing the way that you love yourself and then portraying that externally to other people. I don't think it goes the other way around, because in true love, in real unconditional and universal love, there is this aspect of understanding that we are all one. We can be individual, but we all have connection here. So with loving yourself, you can also love the other. Mm-hmm. And being able to recognize that energy within yourself. And I think that's going to be so prominent with what we just went through last week with the Gate of Crisis, and being able to see how we can all work together. We can put those differences aside, the things that we don't necessarily agree on, but we can all agree that, you know, people have intrinsic value and that they deserve to be loved regardless. And when I think about this, a lot of people are always telling me how I'm always so positive, like even through everything that I've been through. I also have this compassion for I was trafficked. So at first I was, of course, very angry with my trafficker and the men who purchased me in the past. Mm-hmm. And now I can see that through the evolution of this gate and just through everything that I've been through in general, I can understand, not condone, but understand why they also need and deserve healing. And I can love them as people. I don't have to like them, but I do have to love them, because if I'm going to move on from that pain that they caused me, I'm going to have to find the universal love within myself in order to release them and release myself from the anger and unforgiveness that I had previously felt. So mm-hmm. I do advocate for traffickers, pimps, and buyers to also receive help and support and advocacy, because even, and this actually is really interesting, because we were talking last week about the Gate of Crisis, where there's like this transmutation of pain through awareness of mm-hmm. of the emotion. And with this cycle, it feels like there is a space where I was so angry with my pimp because mm-hmm. I didn't understand how he could do what he did to me. But then I started thinking about his background and how he grew up and the pain that was inflicted on him, and hurt people. So through a lot of awareness and processing, I was able to come now to a place for compassion with him, hoping that he's doing fine, hoping that he found liberation from feeling like he needed to manipulate and coerce people into caring about him. Because that's really all that it was. He wanted somebody to do the hard work for him because he had forever had to do the hard work for himself. And so, you know, not having a strong motherly figure in his life, she was abused by his father, just like he was. And, you know, so he didn't have a strong mother in his life. He just watched her continuously get run over. And so, you know, that's what he learned to do to other women. Mm-hmm. And one of those just happened to be me. So being able to receive that gift of understanding that he did what he did out of pain and survival and complete unawareness of what was going on. So for me, like, the quality of love that I can give to the people who hurt me the most is really just a testament to how deeply I not only can love myself, but can also love humanity. So that's kind of how this energy moves through me.
And it's literally speaking right through you, through the gift of acceptance and the city of universal love. You have battled, you know, things that a lot of women haven't battled. Of course, there are probably more women that have battled this exact thing than I realize, you know, and it's starting to come more to the forefront. Thank goodness. But just hearing you talk about that situation, you have clearly embodied your gift of acceptance and then came to the highest frequency of universal love by just embodying who you are and what's defined within you, which is this beautiful gate of the spirit of self. And when you were first talking about how you first must love yourself, you know, I think that's where the shadow of restriction comes in, where if you restrict yourself from loving yourself, you're restricting yourself from loving and accepting everything and everyone around you. And that's just, it's just a beautiful thing, you know, hearing you talk about your story and having such an empowered perspective over what happened to you, and then being able to see how you embody the gift of acceptance and also universal love through your story and through your experience there. But yeah,
I literally got the chills when you were talking about the restriction, like being able to you know, move from the restriction. And like, that's so powerful. And like, I just felt that through your defined throat. I was like, ooh, like, that's just so true.
Yeah. Cause I could imagine how restricting that would feel to be in that situation and to feel like you couldn't love yourself. And then to come out of that with the grace and the universal love that you have to share here. I mean, you have so many beautiful messages and you uplift so many women. So, you know, cheers to you and all that you do and the causes that you fight for sure.
Thank you. I also didn't love myself. Like, and this is going to be probably a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I truly believe that if I loved myself, there would be no way that he would have been able to coerce and manipulate me into that type of lifestyle. And that was the problem, was I didn't love other people. The world was harsh to me. Mm-hmm. And instead of embodying the gate 25 and my incarnation cross, I said, fuck that. And like, fuck everyone. And I actually don't care about myself. I don't care. I wanted to get out, but I also didn't know how. I didn't know I deserved to not live a life like that because I didn't care about myself. And I feel like a lot of the terrible things that happen to us are a lot of like there are responsibility. Like, I am responsible for allowing that type of energy in my life. And now I won't say that everything was my fault, but I was responsible for protecting myself, for understanding as an adult, like, I needed to find that love for myself, because I, in a harsh world, in a harsh reality, I was not doing that. I was self-pitying. I was destructive, and definitely deeply in the shadow of this, that restriction. And I was restricting love for myself because I didn't feel like I deserved it. And if I had, I wouldn't have put myself in a situation where I could be put in, like, there would be no chance. It would not have been an energetic match. And a lot of people are going to be really mad and say, oh, you're like victim blaming and blah, blah. No, I'm not saying that it was my fault or anybody who's experienced coercion in this way. In no way am I saying it's your fault. I am saying you're responsible, because the energy that you allow in these situations is up to you. And I will also say that choice is extremely nuanced and important in this as well, because if you don't know your other options, it's hard to blame yourself, but you are responsible for finding these other resources, because there's infinite resources for you, whether it's financial, energetic, you know, whatever, mental. So really being able to forgive yourself, take responsibility for your part in it, because you did have a part in it, and being able to move on through loving and forgiving and accepting what has happened, and then also allowing that universal love to move through you in that way.
And there's your gift again, speaking right through you, the gift of acceptance and accepting the fact that you were the creator of that situation of, you know, during that time of your life, and that you are the one responsible for it. And I just think that's so beautiful that you are aware of that. And that you're able to speak on it with such, confidence and, you know, I know your intention is to help other women that may be, or may have experienced, or maybe going through it now, be responsible for, you know, the actions and the decisions and the choices that they make. And through that, you know, through the acceptance of the responsibility of our lives, you know, our past, and you know, I think all of us have maybe some shame or guilt around some of the choices that we made in our past. Even if we were the victim, you know, so to speak, in the situation, we still have choices and we still have means of removing ourselves from those situations. And then just the beauty of you being able, the capacity of you having, being able to continue to love, in the way that you do, people that have, you know, betrayed you or put you in situations you should have never been in. It's such a beautiful thing, and it's very apparent in your being, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely. And you know, this gate of the spirit of the self, you know, it's all about, you know, allowing love to live within you, to dwell within you. And it's almost like you just love, you believe that all things should be loved equally. They are worthy of being loved, regardless of their past, regardless of what's currently going on in their lives, regardless of the accomplishments or labels or identities that they have.
I also want to say that loving somebody doesn't necessarily mean you have to like them. Liking them is a completely different energy. That's wanting to be around them. That is spending time with them. That is so many other things. Loving them is completely separate. Loving them just means that you aren't going to cause yourself or them harm, mm-hmm. right? But liking them, that's when you can allow them back into your life, where, you know, but there are boundaries mm-hmm. to unconditional love in the way of how you interact with people. And so this isn't to say that you need to keep them in your life just because you unconditionally love them. Mm-hmm. That just means that you can love them as a human, as just a being on this earth. You can understand that we all have light and dark, and their dark is just prominent in this moment. And that could change, but that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is, how can you maintain your universal love without harming them or yourself? And again, not meaning that they have to be in your life in order for you to show them unconditional love, just understanding that, you know, they are going through what they're going through, and you have the power to figure out what boundaries that comes with. Because this is not you being a doormat. This is completely different energy from that.
Yes. Thank you so much, Quintina, for breaking that down for us and just being the embodiment of this beautiful gate. And we appreciate your presence here, guys. And we'll see you next week with the next transit of the sun.
Yay! Bye!
I just want to say that I am so grateful and I appreciate your presence here so much. My favorite place to be is on Instagram and TikTok at I Am Consciously Crystal, which is also linked in the show notes. While you're following, make sure to get your free human design chart at consciouslycrystal.com. This chart download allows you to save the page to your favorites for easy access, and you can also create a relationship chart by inputting another person's details at no cost to you at all. The link is also in the show notes. And if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're tuning in from. I love you so much, and don't forget to do the things that bring you back home to you.